the Queen of Mean.
Yeah.
Lisa Lampanelli, she's on Celebrity Apprentice, which is real good this year. Arsenio's on that, and Lou Ferrigno. Lisa Lampanelli is also on the celebrity roasts that you do. She's really foul-mouthed, so if you can hear me, she's on hold. Don't say the F word, okay?
Lisa!
Hey, buddy, what's up?
What's going on? It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you feeling?
Very good. I'm very excited. Do you get the Celebrity Apprentice up in Toronto?
Yeah, hell yeah. Before we get into Celebrity Apprentice, did you see the video blog that Donald Trump just released where he's talking about Sacha Baron Cohen and what he did on the red carpet at the Academy Awards?
No.
Okay, cool. Here, Mocha's going to play it for you. Listen up.
This third-rate character named Sacha Baron Cohen thought he was being cute and funny when he threw ashes at Ryan Seacrest. Now, I know Ryan Seacrest. He's a great guy. And you could see he was visibly upset. It was disgraceful. And the security guard that was standing to the right, he ought to be fired immediately. That guy had nothing. He is not capable. He allowed this guy to get away with so much. Believe me, if that ever happened to somebody with real security, Sacha Baron Cohen would not be in good shape right now. He'd be in a hospital. He would have been punched in the face so many times, he wouldn't have known what happened.
Oh, my God.
Like, is he that much of a stick? Or does, like, do you see a sense of humor in Donald Trump?
I did, because only because, okay, we're done filming the show, so I got nothing to gain from saying he was cool with me. But he's cool, because I roasted him twice, maybe 7 years ago, and then last year, and he immediately asked me to do The Apprentice. So I got to think he has some sense of humor. And by the way, every single time we had a boardroom, when the cameras were off, he'd mention, oh, did you see when Lisa Rose and me? That was terrific. So he gets it. He can laugh at himself. Maybe he just can't laugh at anybody else.
It's really funny. Did you enjoy the show? Like, is it an actual enjoyable experience?
No, it's horrible. No, the thing about it that's hard is that it's really long hours. Yeah. I worked harder than Oprah Winfrey Spanx. It was like, there was so much going on, because you'd work like 6 days a week, and then, so that's three big tasks a week. That's 3 weeks of film, basically. Yeah. And it was a lot of all-nighters, and people think it's easy. It's not. You have to do tasks that take my company's a month to do. You have to do it in 2 days. And I'm gangster. I'm the type, like, I will get it done. I don't care.
Man,
I'm a hard-working bitch. I work really hard, and a lot of them weren't prepared for that.
Kiss 92.5, you got the Roz and Mocha Show on the phone right now with Lisa Lampanelli.
You're on Celebrity Apprentice right now. You're also one of the cast members of the Celebrity roast that they do.
Was your beef with Victoria Gotti as real on television as it is in real life?
It's not in real life, though, at all, because, you know, she now even is going on saying, look, you know, I have no hard feelings. She said she yesterday on TV that she was kind of checked out from the day before. She kind of really wasn't into it, which is cool. It's like, to decide you're not into it, it is hard. That's why athletes have quit this show. Daryl Strawberry left. Jose Canseco left. Mm-hmm. It's a hard show to do. So I get where Gotti's like, you know what, this isn't for me. But then, you know, so we don't have beef in real life, but on the show it's all real because I don't like lazy. And she's lazier than Paris Hilton's left eye.
Yo, did Lou Ferrigno see any of your tweets about him?
And he's such a douchebag. Look, me and him have a huge fight in one of the episodes. Like, huge. And I can't stand him, so I joke about him from stage all the time. Because, look, he can't take a joke. He thinks he's still the Hulk and that he's still relevant, okay? He's like, oh, let me wear green paint. It's like, excuse me, could you talk louder, stupid? I can't freaking hear you.
Wow. And like, you know what's funny is I've interviewed Lou Ferrigno. I met tons of people that know Lou Ferrigno. I've never met anyone who's called Lou Ferrigno a douche.
No way, you're lying. And I'll tell you why. Because every time I call a radio station, I'm not making this up, they go, dude, Ferrigno was an a-hole to us sometime during when we were interviewing him.
Really?
And I'm like, he's a total a-hole. And the thing is, too, he was always like grabbing the good seat on the van so that he could look backwards. He's always like, oh, I gotta read lips. I'm like, if you have to read lips, then just check out Cheryl Teague's Camel Toe, okay?
One more got to run by you, just because it's still a shock to see him on television in that sort of, you know, capacity. Which is what's going on with Arsenio?
That's what Trump kept asking him every episode, and you could tell it was wearing him down by the end of the show. Because I mean, come on, you could only so often hear, "Hey, where you been for 12 years, loser?"
Yeah.
He says he was raising his kid. I'm not buying it because he's black, and that is not a traditional black thing to do.
Oh, man. So, yeah,
we don't go for that sort of thing.
All right, and if people want to follow your hilarious tweets, you can be found at?
Lisa Lampanelli. If they can't spell it, you are not worthy to even follow me. So, F you, Lou Ferrigno.
Awesome. Lisa Lampanelli, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today. You're awesome.
I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Kiss 92.5.